from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama says the U.S. confronts new phase in the terrorism threat. Mr. Obama addressed the American people late Sunday in the wake of last week's shooting attack in California.
As we've become better at preventing complex, multifaceted attacks like 9/11, terrorists turn to less complicated acts of violence, like the mass shootings that are all too common in our society. It is this type of attack that we saw at Fort Hood in 2009, in Chattanooga earlier this year, and now in San Bernardino.
The president said the two killers, U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, had gone down the dark path of radicalization, embracing what the president called a perverted interpretation of Islam. But he said there is no evidence they were directed by any terrorist organization overseas or that they were part of any broader conspiracy in the United States. The two killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday. Mr. Obama said the U.S. military will continue to hunt down terrorist leaders, provide training and equipment to those fighting the ISIS group, and try to cut off terrorist financing, preventing ISIS recruiting efforts, as well as establish a timeline to bring this Syrian conflict to an end. Media reports citing senior security sources say the authorities in Burkina Faso have charged a general who led a failed coup in September with complicity in the 1987 assassination of President Thomas Sankara. General Gilbert Diendéré, an ally of former President Blaise Compaoré, forced from power a year ago in a popular uprising, already faces charges related to the short-lived coup by the Presidential Guard. This is VOA News. The far-right National Front Party made unprecedented gains in the first round of regional French elections on Sunday. Polling agencies show National Front won between 27% and 30% support nationwide, followed by former President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republican Party and the governing socialists.
Et avec lui, la France relève la tête.
National Front President Marine Le Pen told supporters the people express themselves, adding that her party is now the first party in France. The election comes as France remains under tight security following last month's terrorist attacks in Paris that left 130 people dead. Syria and a group that monitors violence in the country said Monday airstrikes by the U.S.-led coalition killed at least three Syrian soldiers and wounded 13 others at a military camp. Syria's foreign ministry condemned what it called heinous aggression by the coalition, saying it goes against the United Nations Charter. It sent letters to both the UN Security Council and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, calling for measures to ensure no such incident happens again. The interim government of Central African Republic Sunday branded rebel leader Norodom Adam a public enemy number one, saying his opposition to forthcoming elections and efforts to partition the country amount to acts of war. Adams' Patriotic Front for the Renaissance of Central Africa is a splinter of the Muslim Salika Rebel Alliance that staged a coup in the country in 2013. He's one of three leaders sanctioned by the UN for fueling sectarian violence in the country. A first round of legislative and presidential elections is scheduled for December the 27th. After several delays, the orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft lifted off without incident on Sunday from Cape Canaveral, Florida, with much-needed supplies for the crew members of the International Space Station.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. On the shoulders of Atlas, the SS Deke Slayton II orbital ATK Cygnus spacecraft soars toward the International Space Station.
It's a joint venture by Lockheed Martin and Boeing, due to carry more than 3,500 kilograms of food, clothing, supplies, and science experiments to the space station. In October of last year, an orbital Antares rocket packed with supplies blew up shortly after launch. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.